You're listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith-Needham. Our film guru, Casey T. Allen, is back with us in studio for our weekly movie review. Hi, Casey.
I'm so happy to be back.
Good to have you here. And this week you saw the film Yesterday. Tell us what it's about and if you liked it.
After an unexplained blackout sweeps the entire planet for 12 seconds, a belabored singer-songwriter in England slowly discovers he's the only person alive who remembers the Beatles. All the Beatles' songs, performances, and record sales never existed, except in this man's mind. So as anyone struggling to live their dreams, he uses his knowledge partly to spread joy to others and partly for his own advantage. With such a wacky premise, Yesterday could easily veer off into a fantasy land with all style and no substance. But it doesn't do that, thanks in part to a screenplay rooted in the real world written by Richard Curtis. With such a great repertoire of music being a big part of the film, Yesterday carefully avoids falling into a vapid or simplified musical review. Remember the Mamma Mia movies? The Beatles' music serves more as a backdrop to the leading man's story as he learns the price of fame, the value of integrity, and the challenge of believing in yourself.
Well, this sounds like an interesting film, and for the most part, sounds like you recommend it.
Yeah, it was a feel-good treat.
All right, tell us what's coming out this weekend.
Midsummer, a horror film, and Spider-Man.
Okay, thank you for being here. We'll see you next week.
My pleasure.
Come here this evening, and I know you have been searched, but what you don't realize is that in the back of the mortise falcon, I have a crush.